At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We got responses flooding in. We got spots on the phones. Why not? Why is this not going to happen? Trey Hendrickson publicly speaking out against the Bengals, calling them out for not negotiating in good faith, not negotiating at all. We could bring him up to Detroit, but a lot of people feel like this is a pointless exercise. He's not going to end up here. So why not? Is it because since he's asking prices too high? Is it because Trey Hendrickson's contract asking price is too high? Is it a money issue? Is it simply that Brad Holmes doesn't value the position the way that many of us do? Why not? 248-539-9797.
I think he values the position. I don't think that's a question.
I said as much as us, because we're frantic in the fan spaces and media spaces talking about
this. Some are,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the argument that I don't like is pointing to Philadelphia adding Saquon Barkley. Now, they went out and added a star. I get that. Adding a running back and the price tag for adding a running back is very different than adding an elite edge rusher, because he is an elite edge rusher. It doesn't mean it can't happen. And I think we would all drool over the fact that you had Aiden Hutchinson on one side, Trey Hendrickson on another. But when you're looking at adding somebody that's making $20 million a year versus someone that is making $35 to $40 million a year, that's a much different math equation than Philly was faced with.
So you think money is the biggest obstacle here with Trey
Hendrickson?
I think
it's one of the obstacles. I think the biggest obstacle is I don't know that the phone is being picked up in Cincinnati. I don't know that they're even listening to trades. We don't know if they are or aren't, but I also think that their asking price, I think it's more Cincinnati, their asking price is just way too high. That's why 30 other teams other than the Lions haven't been able to land Trey Hendrickson in a trade.
What were the rumors? Again, we don't know the actualities of this, but the rumors were at one point.
Well, originally I think originally it was even lower than that. And then Cincinnati came out and said, you know, or it was sources said, oh, no, it's much higher than that.
Let's call it a first even. I mean, is that too rich for the Lions to give up? We've done this conversation. No, it's not. They'd give up the last pick of the draft or one of the last picks of the draft to get Trey Hendrickson.
Of the first round, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you'd be willing to give up the compensation, even an aggressive amount of compensation.
Sure.
So where is the holdup here? I think the holdup is Brad.
Oh, no. I think the holdup is Cincinnati. I don't think that they want to trade him. I think that they do eventually want to come to a negotiated settlement in terms of a contract with Trey Hendrickson. I think they're always a team that operates at a much slower pace.
You're right.
They did it with Chase. They did it with T. Higgins, right? It's taking them some time. I think they'll eventually come to an extension. It just hasn't happened yet. I think the big holdup is Cincinnati.
Ticket texters and their thoughts. The first is all caps, Walleye.
Oh, okay.
Actual reasons. It's not happening because Brad has zero urgency. He's trying to win multiple Super Bowls, but is failing at winning his first one. You can't win more if you don't win your first one. He's not pushing his chips to the middle. Texter said, we don't have to extend Aiden. They have this year and next and can always franchise tag him. Not getting Hendrickson proves the Lions aren't serious about winning a Super Bowl. SMH, Sean the Mailman. Ticket Texter says, because Brad Holmes wants to be good long-term and not win a Super Bowl. Why is it not happening? Because Holmes thinks he's the smartest man in the room and thinks he can win with, quote, our guys. The fan base is clueless as to what's needed and expected to win a Super Bowl. There's a reason Smith hasn't been signed yet. He's using the back end of his career and wants too much.
Oh, Zadarius?
Zadarius. I was confused there for a second. Offer a second round pick for Hendrickson. Get to the Super Bowl. Outside of Hutch, we don't have a pass rush. Go get Hendrickson and stop playing the we like our guys game.
So if Cincinnati were to pick up the phone and they were to come to terms on whatever it would take to get him out of Cincinnati, then the object at that point is to sign him to a long-term deal, because I don't think it happens without an extension on both sides. Yeah. You don't want to give up capital for 1 year, you know, a first-round pick. But it's also, I mean, the reason that this is all happening in Cincinnati is because Trey Hendrickson doesn't want to play on the last year of his contract. I get that. I understand that. It's a business move. It doesn't mean it's going to happen there or anywhere else. But it's not going to be a case where he says, okay, well, if I'm not willing to play on my last year of my contract here, I'll be willing to play on the last year of my contract somewhere else. It's going to be an extension. Is he looking for 4 years minimum? 5 years minimum? Three would get it done? I don't know. And I think then you start thinking about that. That's when the issue becomes a Brad Holmes issue, and it becomes, I don't even want to talk about Aiden Hutchinson yet, because they may have offered Aiden Hutchinson a very lucrative deal. Aiden Hutchinson may be betting on himself. Says, you know what? That's nice. It's a large amount of money. I'm already doing okay, so if I get hurt again, I'll be fine, but I'm going to bet on myself. And if I am, you know, defensive player of the year, the number that is offered now will have to go up next offseason.
So I'll throw a different reason out there that I don't think gets talked about enough with this, and I'm going to put it on the player, Trey Hendrickson. I think since he's calling his bluff, they've learned to do that with Chase. They learned to do it with Higgins big time. I mean, Cincinnati was so stubborn with Higgins that it took his mom to come out to say something. Remember? I mean, I think Trey Hendrickson isn't playing hardball. I think Trey Hendrickson should be more vocal about this. When you want out, you get out there and do the media circus. He wants to stay. That's what he really wants deep down, I think. And I think that's kind of what I think teams know that to a degree. And until he makes it uncomfortable for Cincinnati, where you have to trade him.
He's starting to, I guess, is why we bring it up.
But
right?
It's still like, it's very like,
I know what you're saying.
You know, I've seen players and athletes do this in a different style and they get what they want.
He's being too nice.
Yes.
In this process. I don't know.
At the same time, though, I don't. If it becomes a point where it's not going back and he's going to get dealt, and we all know that, and teams start getting involved and you hear rumors and stuff, I don't think the Lions will be in play.
Because they got to keep their own. I mean, Brad's been very upfront about that they are prioritizing extending their own. I would point out Kirby Joseph's deal is structured in a way where the cap hit is kicked 4 to 5 years down the line. Who's to say they don't do something similar with Aiden? They have $40 million right now, and they can always restructure Goff moving forward, which I think was always the plan when you look at the cap hit in 2026. There's money, right? I mean, there's money to add Trey Hendrickson to this football team. If they don't add, if he's available, he's dealt, and there's money, and they don't do it, that becomes a Brad decision.
Because I think that money is allocated for other things down the road. Is that right? I don't know. Is that Super Bowl or bust for this year?
It's not.
It's not. He said we don't have, who has two of these guys? We have one of the five or six, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's teams that have won the Super Bowl with two of them.
Right. I think some of these texts are right. Whether it's going to be remain to be seen if Brad Holmes is right.
But I think he is the one ultimately, and John, I think you initially disagreed with this, he's the one that's going to make the decision for them not to have Trey Hendrickson.
Or for them to have Trey Hendrickson.
So you think this is real? Because again, people think this is a waste of time, that it's not happening.
What happened when we got to the trade deadline? Everybody thought, oh, well, he's not going to make a trade. He's never made a trade deadline trade to get an edge rusher or to get somebody. And then all of a sudden, Za'Darius Smith ends up in Detroit. Now, it didn't end up in a championship. There were more injuries to come. But it was until he does something, the immediate response is, oh, well, Brad's never going to do it.
Well, but I think there's a key difference there. Brad thinks you have to have one defensive end. When he lost Aiden, he added Za'Darius. You need one pass rushing edge. That's how he's operated this team for the last 3 years. You have Aiden, therefore you don't need another. When you lose Aiden, you need one Za'Darius. Now that Aiden's healthy, you cut Za'Darius.
I think Brad Holmes is very opportunistic. And that opportunity is still there for Za'Darius Smith. The opportunity is still there for Trey Hendrickson. The opportunity is still there for a lot of upgrades at that position that may be a trade that we aren't even aware of right now, but maybe some discussions are going on behind closed doors.
I'm just going based on what we've seen and heard and the actions taken.
That's my point.
And the actions taken.
Until he does, you're always going to say, well, he's never going to do it.
I think him and Dan Campbell are incredibly in sync. When we talked to Dan Campbell at the start of last year, there were questions about the edge opposite Aiden, and they said, we're very happy with our pass rush. We're very happy with it. I think they're very happy with this current pass rush. I don't think they look at this like we got to twist ourselves into pretzels to go out and add a pass rusher.
I think some of that is talking to their own guys in regards to if they say at this time of the year, well, we are very disappointed in Josh Pascal and everybody else that is lining up in that position. We don't think they're very good. And so we are going to do anything we can to upgrade that position. I think they are trying to upgrade that position, maybe not at the level that we all would love to see, but I do think that they recognize the fact that they weren't able to get the job done, especially when Aiden Hutchinson went down. And so they're going to look to upgrade, but they're also not going to throw. They also know that it's really hard to acquire a second edge. And until they do, that's going to always be the conversation. That's why some people are texting in walleye.
Yeah.
Some people are just waiting and saying, well, let's see what happens with Za'Darius. Let's see what happens with Trey Hendrickson. Until he's traded somewhere else, it's still an option that's there.
248-539-9797. We've got two Grand Slam coming up at 725. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead and take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, NBA fans will be seeing more of Michael Jordan this fall. NBC announced on Monday that Jordan will join the network as a special contributor to NBA broadcasts. So that's exciting. In a video alongside the announcement, Jordan said that he's excited to see the NBA back on NBC. And he notes that the NBA on NBC was a meaningful part of his career. And he's excited about being this special contributor on this project. They didn't go into details of it, what exactly his role would be, but a person, you know, with the inside scoop
says
that he's not going to be a regular. He's just going to make appearances throughout the season.
It'll be cool to see him and get his take on what's going on throughout the course of the season and individual games and moments. He has shied away from any media responsibilities since retiring and taking over ownership and then selling, and I think it's been a couple of years, so it'll be fun to see what he offers.
Like Gretzky's on the hockey stuff. I think it's fun to get Jordan, especially with NBC. I mean, this is a huge win for NBC because it taps right into the nostalgia and getting basketball back for them. I just hope Jordan is like off the cuff, like we get real Jordan.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what we all want. We love real Charles Barkley and Shaq. And now give us real Michael.
Yeah. So the iconic fountain on Detroit's Belle Isle is going to be temporarily closed this summer to undergo a $6 million renovation. So the Michigan DNR says that the James Scott Memorial Fountain is celebrating its 100th anniversary this month, and renovations are necessary to help the fountain stay functional for another 100 years, right? This is something that needs to be done. So the renovation project will include new concrete beam installation, replacing the plumbing for the fountain, and they say it will all be made possible thanks to the Federal American Rescue Plan relief funding.
Land pipe on Belle Isle. There you go.
So fencing for the construction is expected to be installed on Monday, May 19th. And they say the fountain isn't expected to be back up and running until May of 2027.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's going to take quite a while.
Cool. It'd be fun to see what happens.
For sure. A 16-year-old girl from Roseville is facing felonious assault charges after she allegedly stabbed a 15-year-old boy near Campus Martius over the weekend. So the stabbing took place Saturday evening after these two teens got in some sort of verbal altercation. Obviously, from there, the fight escalated, and the 16-year-old girl used a pocket knife to stab the boy multiple times in the stomach. The Detroit police are basically saying, hey, we have a warning for you. If folks think that they can come down and do silly things, you're going to be apprehended quickly. Like, basically, we're going to find you. They know there's cameras everywhere. And during the summer, with the weather warming up, you might not even know it, but officers are walking around plain clothes, you know, that you can't tell that they're there. They're undercover, basically. And if you do something dumb, they're going to get you.
Hit them with a Liam Neeson.
I know.
Yeah. We will find you.
That's exactly how when I read these quotes, I was like, oh my gosh, it's exactly like that from Taken. So anyway, the boy who was stabbed on Sunday was reported in temporary serious condition. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. It wasn't a woman. It was a man from Warren. Oh. I looked at my Warren and I saw a woman.
Oh,
my handwriting was so fast.
You can never be too careful.
No. A Warren man was arrested after scamming a Waterford senior citizen out of $40,000. Now, this might sound like the exact same story I did earlier today, but it's not. It's something different. The Oakland County prosecutor says that this man called the victim, pretended to be an employee of McAfee Computer Security, and basically said, hey, you need to pay up. There's been funds that have been mistakenly deposited into your account. Called this woman numerous times, ended up getting $40,000 from her. Jeez. When this guy called her the fourth time, that's when she suddenly was a little suspicious, said, this isn't right, called the police, and the man was arrested in a sting operation. They got him, been charged with multiple felonies, now faces up to 15 years in prison.
Mm.
Ridiculous. Hey, if you want to win $2,000, this is your time to call in now. 248-539-9797 could be your lucky day.
Two grand slam.
Yep. Finally, an Amazon delivery driver in California has been fired after she was caught on security camera pooping on a porch.
Oh. We've had a lot of poopers lately.
A porch pooper here, yes. This particular homeowner says that...
pooping on a plane,
not only did
on a
they,
porch.
Yeah, find...
Hood of a car.
A hood of a car,
Oh, yeah. Rage pooper. This
Amazon
is just...
Amazon employee. They got her on one of the doorbell cameras.
Yeah, and they even have signs posted at the home. 24-hour security.
Don't poop?
No, but just like, you are on camera. Smile! Yes, and they found, obviously... The remains.
Droppings.
Yeah,
yes.
Droppings, that sounds better. And a dirty tissue
the
as
scat.
Well. But that's not it. The same woman on the same day was also caught at another house doing the exact same thing.
Whoa.
She was having tummy troubles, I think. Anyway, they fired her and they released a statement saying they were disturbed by this unacceptable behavior and they are sorry.
A lot of fiber.
Yeah, a lot of fiber.
Apparently
was,
so.
Was she hot?
There is video. I don't ever see her face. It's blurred, but she's got long, dark hair.
Jim, I mean, maybe it's more
that's
of a,
I know.
You know, your generation type of thing.
Oh. Thanks for that, John.
It's Heather with the news.
It's the butt guy.
Let's play the two grand slam.
He has said that, hasn't he? Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to give away some money.
I'm ready to move on, too.
Yes, let's do that. The game is simple. The rules are simple. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. And hopefully, we can give away $2,000.
Tim in Lake Orion, you ready to win some money? Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I am. Let's go.
All right, Tim, have you played before?
I have. It's been years. But,
excellent.
Got eight out of ten, I think.
Back. Oh,
all right.
Yeah,
setting the bar high.
Let's see how today goes.
We're on notice.
All right, your time is going to start as soon as I read the first question. You ready?
Yes.
All right. This golf major begins on Thursday.
The U.S. Open.
Who won the Masters last month?
Pass.
Waterford is located in this Michigan county.
Oakland.
This MLB team fired their manager on Sunday.
Pirates.
This band had the 1991 hit Enter Sandman.
Metallica.
Who is the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels football team?
Bill Belichick.
Who are the Edmonton Oilers currently playing in the NHL playoffs?
And Vegas, Golden Knights.
Dave Burkett is the Detroit Lions beat writer for this newspaper.
Free Press.
Who played Phil in the 2009 movie The Hangover?
Pass.
Who is the interim head coach of the Denver Nuggets?
Pass.
Who won the Masters last month?
McIlroy.
Who played Phil?
Got you with six.
Six, yeah.
Weak.
No, that's a solid
it's good,
performance.
But
I thought that was a tough
saying,
one.
Compared
yeah.
to his last
well,
showing.
Yeah. I mean, it's two
it
less than you got last time, but it's still $150.
It is.
That's right. I'll take it.
There you go.
Get you on hold. We'll get you paid. Quick math is $150.
Yeah. Yeah. Two grand slam on Tuesdays brought to you by Feminine Neo Law.
Let's go through this. He missed the first one, passed the second one, but ended up rallying, which is why I think this is actually a pretty good showing. The first one is the golf major that begins on Thursday, not the U.S. Open.
PGA Championship.
They move stuff around.
That's been this way roughly 4 or 5 years, I think, when they made that change.
Yeah,
passed, but came back and got it. Rory won the Masters last month. Epic Masters. Waterford located in?
Oakland. Quick on the draw on that one.
You got that one. I know you appreciate people who got their geography down. Mm-hmm. This one sucks. The MLB team that fired their manager on Sunday. The Pirates did fire their manager.
That's what I told you somebody was going to guess. Yeah.
But the Rockies are the team that fired their manager on Sunday. That's tough.
Pirates did it Friday and went to Donnie Kelly, baby.
Yep.
That was kind of evil, wasn't it?
A little bit. Well, the last one was Risk Assessment Team. We'll get to it. The band that had the 91 hit Enter Sandman.
Metallica.
Of course he got it.
I mean, if that happened, if he missed that one, we were going to have to hang up.
That'd be great if we ever did that.
Yes.
Just, you know what?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You suck.
Can we find someone new in the middle of it? Like, tag team someone else in to finish the two Grand Slam. Belichick is the coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels, at least for now. The Edmonton Oilers are playing the Golden Knights. Burkett, Free Press, got it. He's rolling.
Yep.
Who played Phil in the 2009 movie The Hangover?
It's Bradley Cooper.
Big actor. Bradley Cooper. And the last one is the risk assessment question. Who is the interim coach of the Denver Nuggets?
David Adelman. I would not have gotten that one either.
I would not.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
this was... Been in the news, though. Nuggets are having playoff success.
Sure. And, good series.
He got the job like 3 days before, like Steve Fisher.
It was a
big story that they fired their coach right before the playoffs.
The NBA, it's an interim coach. No one knows that.
They're not all easy.
No.
I like
not
how people just
be.
Think there's this money tree outside, you know, the Odyssey compound here. Hey, let's go pick
$2,000. Yeah, well, John Odyssey, free. Yeah, giving away that money.
All right, coming up next, Heather needs some help. It's a red flag, potentially, that's come up in her life. We'll get to that. We're going to talk Tigers at 8 o'clock. We're going to get to one of the silly, I won't call it dumb, I don't want to offend anybody on the show, one of the silly bits we do around here. We'll get to it in the 8 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Hey, if you need help losing weight, you need to give Ideal You a shout. You can do it at idealyou.us. Maybe you woke up this morning, clothes didn't fit like they did maybe a year ago or a couple of years ago, and maybe you're avoiding being in pictures. Well, let me tell you a process and a plan to get back into those pictures and being happy, feeling good about yourself again. You could lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. Just imagine what that would feel like, what that would look like. And I know the program really works because I lost 50 pounds in those 40 days with Ideal You. If you book today, Ideal You is going to give you a free body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free. They're going to take those numbers, pair you up with a weight loss coach, and then build a plan that works specifically for you. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works. And it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures and getting in those clothes again. Book your free consultation right now at idealyou.us to get your body composition analysis. It's $150 value, absolutely free.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Heck of a response by the Tigers. We'll get to the 14-run outburst top of the hour. Plus, hey, Giannis said he's open to leaving. We'll tell you what it would cost to bring him to Detroit. That's all coming up on the show. Plus, a mock NFL schedule with the schedule out this week. But Heather, floor is yours.
All right, guys. I've talked about this before, my search for a babysitter, right? Like, we're finally ready to have babysitters because I feel like the kids are a little bit older. They're not infants anymore. And we've had some great babysitters so far. And I'm trying to build, like, a good...
A stable.
Yeah, but, like, I want multiple babysitters so I can have a bunch on rotation when we need it. And recently, we had a new babysitter come over. And everything went really well. So I thought.
Yeah.
Really like this girl.
Have you begun venturing out a little bit further with babysitters? Like not just going to the gym close by in case something happens or dinner close by? Are you starting to venture out a little bit more?
A little bit, but I mean, we don't do a whole...
We don't go out...
A whole lot. Like when we go
out to
dinner.
But you're not going downtown to a Tiger game while
the babysitter's at home. No, we haven't done that. We haven't like went to Detroit. It's normally we're in the area, which doesn't really matter to me. I mean, that's not my concern about being,
you're getting more comfortable, yes.
Yeah, and we had this new babysitter come over and everything went well. Came home, paid her, whatever. And my son was still sleeping, which was great, right? Still napping and... Once he woke up, I went to go get him and I'm like, okay, well, oh, it looks like he must have had a blowout, right? Because there was some messy clothes, totally fine. The babysitter didn't tell me about that, which that's okay. Because I clearly saw it when I got upstairs.
It was awful in the last 3 games.
He pooped
against
the
Giants.
And then I got him out of the crib and went to get change his diaper. And I was thought, well, gosh, this is strange. This diaper is very loose. Like, what is going on? And then I realized that the diaper was on backwards.
Hmm. And this is not a pull-up. This is
a diaper. Yeah. He's not ready for a pull-up yet.
No.
And I instantly thought, oh my gosh, has this girl ever changed it to maybe...
So what was her resume? Did she come with the resume saying...
I mean, not a paper resume, but yeah, she
gave you the qualifications.
Yes, that she has had experience with infants through teenage years and... has nannied and taking care of children before. So
this is not her first diaper. You wouldn't think.
It seemed to be.
Have you ever changed a diaper?
I never have.
Okay.
No.
I think even somebody who has never changed a diaper would know when you put a diaper on a kid, you know, because it's got the tabs that have to go around and they Velcro on, that when you place a diaper and you pull it up and it's the tabs are going around the back.
Yeah,
and it's hard. Putting a diaper on backwards is not an easy task.
It takes more work.
Well, especially when you look at the front of it and it says
back.
So you're a little concerned that they missed this basic
step. I came downstairs and I was, you know, I told Colin about it. I'm like, you know what? Is this like,
did she sell you a bill of goods?
Red flag? Yeah. Because I really like this girl. But also I'm kind of concerned that maybe she doesn't know exactly what she's doing. And then my question is, how do we move forward? What do we do?
Do you confront her? Have you confronted her about it?
No, I have not. I do anticipate having her back over.
Okay.
I think I would have to confront her about it just to get it, just to make me feel more comfortable. Like, just so you know, this is what happened. Or do we just say, nope, this is it. She doesn't know how to change a diaper. She's not coming back.
So first of all, how many babysitters do you currently have in the stable?
One consistent.
Oh, okay, so
she
this
was
would be two,
and then I've got a third that I'm planning on having coming over. Okay. Eventually.
So you can never have too many babysitters.
Kind of like pass
and
rushers.
They all have strengths and weaknesses. God, you are
sorry,
so annoying.
I'm sorry.
They're all going to have strengths and weaknesses. But when you came home, all right, Brooks was.
He was sleeping.
Happily sleeping.
Yes.
And he didn't wake up fiercely hungry.
No.
Or screaming.
No.
And Emily was well cared for?
Oh, Emily was with me. It was only Brooks.
Okay, it was only Brooks. All right, so it was a one-off.
Yes.
With just one kid. If there was no threat to harm that I would have no issue. When she comes back over, I would say, hey, when Brooks woke up last time, I understand there was probably a mess. I don't care that you didn't tell me.
No,
but
that's fine.
I just want to review the way to put on a diaper, because he was putting on a diaper backwards is not going to provide any harm to your child.
No, not at all.
And
I agree.
But I want to make this a little bit easier on you.
Okay.
And so when you pull the Velcro straps, they attach in the front. It will make it much easier to put on the diaper. And then she could say at the time, oh my goodness, I had no idea I did that. Maybe you know, Brooks was a little bit crying at the time.
Yeah,
maybe
sure.
It was fussy. Obviously he had a messy pants.
Yeah.
So it could have just been in the moment she made a mistake. It seems like a very difficult mistake to make.
It is difficult to do.
But I would not think twice about having her back.
Well, I do plan on having her back. I just, my goal, I think, is to address it. Just say, hey, this is exactly what happened. But we did debate, like, do we just have her back and not say anything and see if it happens again? Done with her? Because to me, it is kind of, you keep saying that, but like to teach somebody who says they have experience with infants how to put on a diaper.
So there's a competency question.
Like,
Yeah, but so was Brooks awake when you left?
Yes.
She got him to sleep?
Yes.
You take the wins. And if she put on a diaper wrong, okay, minor red flag. Maybe the what she had talked about in her past, it wasn't,
the question. Not honest about? What is she actually, has she actually seen?
You question those things.
Yeah.
And then I start like trying to take
Let's
her side.
Let's not overthink this.
Maybe the last family she sat for wanted the diaper on backwards.
No, come on.
I'm telling myself these things. Like, maybe that's how the last family did it.
Let's not overthink this.
Okay, so what we do
it's
have...
one thing, and she put Brooks to sleep.
She did.
He was fed.
Yes.
And she cleaned up the mess.
Yes.
Other than the runoff on the clothes.
Which is fine. She did leave those. She didn't put them in the laundry basket,
right.
Which was great.
No problem with this.
So there's two parts to this. One, what would you do if you were Heather? Was this a red flag? Would you say this person's not qualified? Or how do you address it? The second question is, why have you canceled a babysitter? If we have stories out there of reasons you had to let your babysitter go, we'll collect those as well. 248-539-9797. Jason in Royal Oak, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy Tuesday. Go Tigers, man. Great game last night. And how about the Knicks? Just joking. Regarding the babysitter thing, my daughter was a babysitter. My sisters were babysitters a long time ago. I've done some babysitting. My main concern with Heather's story, true story, is she was dishonest to, I believe she was dishonest to Heather, about her experience as a babysitter. And that is, in my opinion, as an autistic, a red flag. If a person is dishonest to you, you shouldn't have them taking care of your children, in my opinion.
That's a weird kind of getting at, Jason.
It could have been, not a simple mistake. I understand it seems like a big mistake, but again, let's not overthink this. We are, as parents, always looking for options for babysitters when we just need a break.
I agree. I'm in a weird spot because I agree with you, John, but I agree with this caller too, because that's how I feel. Like, oh my gosh, if she can't change a diaper, what if he's choking on food? Does she know how, even though she said she's CPR certified, is she real? Everything now starts going through my head. Like, maybe she's just not qualified to take care of a baby. I don't know.
We have calls. We have ticket texts. We'll keep the conversation rolling. 8 o'clock into the Tiger win that Jason talked about and into the Giannis question. He says he's open to leaving. We've got what it would take. It's 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every single Tuesday. And since today's Tuesday, it is home run Tuesdays, dinger Tuesdays during the MLB season. Because with dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on the moonshot, you can take your winnings to an entirely new level. So whether it's a big blast or somebody goes opposite field, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to gear up, to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost and make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Reasons you've canceled your babysitter. And specifically Heather's situation.
Yeah, I know it seems so minor, but it definitely was kind of like, oh, wait, I know how hard it is to put a diaper on backwards. And it then makes you question because you don't really know. I don't know this girl.
Right.
Like she wasn't recommended to me by somebody else. She's not a friend of the family. So you do just start in your head hoping that, oh my gosh, maybe.
I understand the questions. You know, and this is probably the difference between a dad's evaluation and a mom's evaluation. The hardest, I look at the harder things to do in babysitting, and one of them is getting a baby to sleep. Now, whether they're good sleepers, not good sleepers, whatever, that is, to me, more difficult than the diaper change. And she did that exceptionally well.
She did. Brooks is a great sleeper, though. You lay that kid down in his crib, and he's toast. For a nap, anyway.
Any thought to this ticket texter's point? She listens. She knows. In terms of you addressing it with her.
Of course, you guys, I talked about this before. I was like, oh my gosh, I really like this girl. I don't want to, like, if she listens, I feel awful. But it is a question.
You didn't give a name.
No, but it is a question that I had talked about with you. Like, what would you do? Especially to John, who's had multiple kids. Like, is this something you've come across before? How would you handle this? And
I've put on diapers the wrong way.
Here it is on the radio.
Sure. You know, and this is more of an exhausted parent situation where you put the diaper down and you lay the baby on top, or you get the baby down and then you lift up their back end and you put the slide the diaper underneath, and then you notice you're like, because then you apply the diaper cream, all that stuff, and you're like, oh, it's on backwards, and you're just like, screw it. Just gonna strap it on this way.
I've had it where I've had the diaper, like when I put it under his butt and go to put it on, it's wrong. And then
again,
fix
probably
it.
The difference between a mom doing
maybe
it and a dad doing it. Dad would be like, you know what? Hey, if they're protected, I'll put the next one on right.
Ticket texter says it is a red flag. Can't do stranger babysitters. Has to be a connection. You have to know their background. And a texter says, I would ditch that one, Heather. If she can't put on a diaper properly, what else is she doing wrong?
That's where my mind is going.
Probably had Brooks face down putting the diaper on.
Oh, gosh. Well, that's how you'd put a diaper on backwards, the easiest way.
Now, some people say, hey, honest mistake. Even as a parent, granted I was sleep deprived, I put a diaper on incorrectly. Maybe it was just worth a direct question, not accusatory. Maybe that's how you address it with her. Headline news, woman who doesn't wash her feet concerned with diaper on backwards. John in Lake Orion. And this one says, Heather, just take a couple minutes to train her on a few things that you want done the way you want them done. And that would be nice.
Well, yes, but putting a diaper on is not the...
Well, with
when somebody
with
who says they have experience...
qualification, sure, I
understand
that.
You shouldn't have to teach somebody how to put a diaper
on
properly.
Probably just a simple question. Did you realize that the diaper was on backwards? And if she says, yeah, I had already put it on and I just didn't, you know...
But if I was a babysitter, I would have said that when the parents got home. Like, just so you know, this happened. There was a blowout. I was struggling.
It was fussy.
The diaper might be on incorrectly, but I got it on. I would have been like, oh, great. Thanks for the heads up.
Let's get to the phones, because people do have advice for you, and they have their own stories of reasons why they canceled their babysitter. Let's start with Taylor. You're on 97.1.
Thanks for taking my call. Very ironic, because this conversation just came up yesterday, as in was considering putting it on purposefully backwards for my son, who's 11 months, starting to stand while he is wanting to get his diaper changed, and figured it might be easier because he's on my shoulder. And 2 weeks prior, we had a babysitter, and my wife told me that she actually realized that she put it on backwards, and the babysitter had great credentials, actually works at the daycare that he goes to, And when we came home, she also had the lights on at 9 p.m. when we got home, when he was sound asleep. So honestly, would invite her back without question. Anyone that's able to put the baby down by herself with the lights on, A plus.
I agree. That's the bigger task. Yeah. And she tackled that one successfully.
Do I address the diaper situation?
Oh, yeah, you
bring it up and let her know.
You know, I'm always the one that's going to address it.
I think I am too. Well, I would hate to have that just
lingering.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Yes, yes. You don't want anything hanging out.
No, never.
Let's get to Kirk in Livonia. Kirk, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, Heather, it's possible you have a creative genius on your hands talking about the babysitter. So I have a cousin 15 years ago. That for her boy would change him face down because of getting sprayed in the face.
Huh.
Just a thought. Not sure. I would still question her.
Interesting.
I would still find out why. But we all know anyone's ever changed a little boy's diaper.
Yes.
You know, there's a chance of getting that squirt in the face.
There sure is.
So, but if you do it on their belly after you've cleaned them,
interesting.
Pretty simple. I've seen her do it.
Maybe. Huh. And that's what I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping that she's like, oh, yeah, this is how I've done it for the family before. And they gave me this tip and it's great. It's supposed to prevent. Maybe there's like a.
I've never
a hack to
tried
that.
It that way.
I haven't either. And he's older now. So that typically doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah. As soon as you put him face down, they try to crawl away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I'm not saying it's what she did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's possible.
But it's possible that that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hope it is.
Yeah. I've fired a babysitter one time.
Why?
And it was because Lucy and Ruby just had two at the time, and she would come in the morning when the kids were asleep. I would go and at the time, you know, we'd be working, doing some things, and come back, and she had to get ready to go to a job. So she would get ready, kids would get up, she would feed them, do all this stuff. But she would use, obviously, the half bath to get ready.
Sure.
She had long black hair. And in the sink and all around was remnants of her getting ready. And there was just long strains of hair everywhere.
She didn't wash it down the sink or pick it out and throw
no,
it in the trash?
Yeah, just, you know, take it, pick it out, throw it in.
Right.
And so it happened a couple of times. I addressed it. I'm like, hey, you know, you're doing a really good job, but I hate to have to come home and clean up the bathroom. And she just kept doing it. So I said, you know, just never called her back. And in essence, fired her.
Nothing to do with the kids, just the way she...
Yeah. I just didn't want to come home and have to clean up the bathroom.
People with the real questions on the ticket text is, forget the diaper or the sleeping. The most important question, was she able to put the applesauce and the peas on the plate without them touching? I don't know if maybe that was an issue that you had as well, John.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it could be, could be a very important part if you have a particular baby.
Mike and Flint, wrap us up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. So one time I was watching a kid for a friend of mine. Pardon me. And I didn't have kids at the time. I do now. Know how to change diapers, know how to take care of babies. But the parents were gone. I'm watching their kid. They came home, told them, hey, baby's in bed. Next day I get a phone call. Hey, did so-and-so have a diaper rash? And I was like, no. And they're like, well, what's going on? And I ended up not knowing any better. I put diaper rash cream everywhere that the diaper covered because I just thought that's what you were supposed to do. So everybody has their mistakes.
So you overcovered?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was cover two.
yes.
I was putting a good defense there.
I would not think that would be a level of concern. I think applying too little and having a rash would be the bigger issue. But if you covered everything, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a huge red flag to me.
No.
Like, oh, okay, this guy really likes to, I guess, apply the cream.
All right.
No easy way to say it.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Tiger performance from last night. 14 runs. Job dealing with some adversity, getting some big swings and misses. We'll get to the Tigers. Plus this Giannis stuff. He is open to a trade, and we have at least one attempt at what it would cost to land him for the Pistons. We'll get to that as well. It's 97.1.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.